It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So you remember, we listened to a little bit of this song on Friday when he released it. It was a new Randy Travis song. I had no idea this was going on when I heard the song. It was entirely created from AI. Now, we knew that he had a stroke back in 2013 that greatly impacted his speech and his singing, but honestly, when I heard the song, I just assumed that it was created before he had the stroke. Maybe some of it was created before he had the stroke, and then they were able to add some backup vocals and stuff, but that's not the case. The entire song is created from AI, which is absolutely crazy. I'm going to play it for you one more time just so you can listen and see if you notice that it's made from AI, because I didn't when I first heard it.
But when she'd smile, out came the sun, and there ain't no more where that came from.
I mean, Adam, do you hear anything weird in that at all?
No idea, and I still can't hear anything weird about it. And that blows me away.
It's absolutely scary. Crazy. The technology is definitely there. It's hard. I don't know how I feel about this now. I mean, I loved the song when I first heard it, and I had no clue that AI was even used, but what do you do?
Play an old Randy Travis song and that one and have no idea that that's not him.
It's insane. Yeah. We'll see how this shakes out. And George Strait announced a new album, Cowboys and Dreamers. He didn't give us a release date for this album, but he did perform a few of the songs on Saturday, including one that he has out with Chris Stapleton. This was him making the announcement about the album to the crowd, and he is just so low-key about this.
We got a lot of songs to play this evening for you. We got some new stuff, too, that we're going to throw in there throughout the night, because I broke down and did another record.
I love that there's no big drama about it. He doesn't post anything on social media. He's just kind of like, another record coming out. No big deal.
How many is this for him?
I mean, I think he's up to like 30 or 31. I think this is his 31st one, which is absolutely crazy. I know. He never stops. And Hardy gave the commencement speech at the college he graduated from, Middle Tennessee State University. It was so cool hearing him do this because you just don't picture him doing something serious like this. Let's take a listen to a little bit of that.
It's been 11 years since I was a student here, and I do have some great memories. First, I want to say congratulations. You did it. And for those who are not going back to school, you're done. No more tests, no more homework, no more studying, no more all-nighters, unless you maybe hit Broadway every now and then. You beat the boss. You just read the last chapter in a book that you never thought would end. You worked very hard, and now you deserve to enjoy what I think is the greatest era or chapter in your life, your years after college. So congratulations, students.
You know, he put the entire speech up on his Instagram. It's like 13 or 15 minutes long, and it is something else. It's good stuff. There's so much he talks about his time there at MTSU.
What I thought was cool about this, too, is they actually awarded him with a diploma after he got done with the speech, and he graduated. He actually got his degree but never walked. So I thought that was a cool moment that he got to celebrate, and I think he did a great job. And Lainey Wilson has released a trailer for her documentary all about her life. I am so excited for this.
19 years old, pulling up to Nashville. I was terrified.
Not everybody makes it.
I was a fish out of water. At times, I was too country for country.
You were living in a trailer for a while.
I remember sitting out in this camper trailer, crying my eyes out, thinking, is it ever going to happen? But mom and daddy didn't raise no quitters.
It's true, and she never quit. She's absolutely rocked it out. So I'm excited to hear her story. The documentary will be out on Hulu May 29th.
All right, good stuff. We're headed up to about 83 to 85 today. We'll get that sunshine later. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country. Adam and Haley in the morning. Exciting stuff here. Knowing about what we describe a certain phrase to be here on Adam and Haley in the morning. I'm learning more about Haley after 8 months of doing the show with her than anything else.
Okay, I think this is not even just about me. It's just about people and how they use these phrases, because I ran into this before, and I ran into this when we had a conversation the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You've been wanting me to come out to the Gwinnett Stripers game.
By the way, you could too today. Just skip work after, and you could come out. No?
Okay. I'm going to come out eventually, I promise. But you keep saying to me, it's just across town. It's right down the road.
Right.
Come on out.
Yeah.
It's not. Like, I live in Commerce. The Gwinnett Stripers games are in Gwinnett.
Yeah, in Lawrenceville. That's not far.
That is like a 40-minute drive at least for me.
That's not that bad. It's not that bad.
You
that
think
is,
that's right down the road or right across town?
Of course it is, yeah.
For me, right down the road or across town is like I'm going to the grocery store or I've got to go get gas at my local gas station and it'll take me 5 minutes to get there and back from my house.
That's across town to you? Come on.
And I feel like that's across town to most people. That term is used to describe like a really short distance from one place to the other. Not 40 minutes down the road.
Now, living in big cities all my life, especially living in North Georgia, I mean, we have so many cities here that across town to me means, yeah, you're going to drive a little bit, but that's not that bad.
That bad? 40 no. minutes in traffic? Have you seen the traffic in that Buford area?
I experience Buford and Lawrenceville every week, and I know exactly what it is. But, Haley, you've got to get... I mean, listen, Commerce is growing. Jefferson is growing where you're from. Listen, you no matter where you live, Gainesville, Athens, Dahlonega, it's growing. And that is not bad for you to go down the road across town to get to whatever you're doing. 40 minutes is nothing.
Okay, it's like a vacation to me.
Oh,
if I'm going to go to the Stripers game, it's going to take me all day with the drive. Even for me, like living in Commerce, my mom lives in Jefferson, so I'm always back and forth. I wouldn't even define that as a cross town because you're going to a different town. It's going to take you 20 minutes to get there. Across town is literally going to the grocery store that's sitting on the corner. That takes you 5 minutes to get to.
I told you, I'm finding out more and more from Haley every day. This is a very different thing. What's across town to you or down the road to you? Basically, what do you define it as being? Because this is kind of a hard topic here. We're trying to figure out really what is the norm around North Georgia. We're at 1-800-849-1061. And did we put it up on Facebook?
It's not up on Facebook right now, but you can message us on our Facebook page.
Yeah, your Georgia country. We want to settle this little debate we're having in here. What's across town mean to you? What does across town mean to you on Adam and Haley in the mornings this morning? We're having a little disagreement on this.
Christy on Facebook says, the one that gets me is right up the road. What does that mean? To me, it literally means right up the road, but I know there are people that feel differently. Cassandra on Facebook says, across town for me means going into Athens and going to the Oconee side of town, which I completely get. She says, when I say I'm going down the road, those are short little drives that take 10 to 15 minutes at the most to get where I'm going.
All right. Good morning.
Hey, I'm on Haley's side. I'm sorry.
Where do you live at?
Well, I live in Bates County. Well, she said it right. It's the town that you're in, not across 10 towns.
Exactly.
Not 10 towns.
I might as well get a hotel if I'm going to go all the way out to Gwinnett.
Oh, come on.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be across several towns. When you're going to go across town, you take 5 minutes to get from spot A to spot B.
106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning talking about what does across town mean to you on the show. And we have very different opinions on this. Haley is literally right across your own town. I say it can be across towns. It's down the road.
If you're driving 30 or 40 minutes, that is not across town or down the road. My cap is like 5 minutes. Maybe. 5 minutes if there's traffic.
Hey, Scott in Athens, what you got for us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, if it's a vacation, then I'm going to work on a vacation because it takes me 45 minutes to go to work.
Right.
Whew.
Right.
When y'all make announcements like concerts, for example, Haley, you're like, oh, Kenny Chesney's in town when he's in Atlanta.
Right.
To me, that's in town because he's not going to come to Commerce, right?
But it's still not in town. You got to be careful what you say, Haley. Everybody's going to jump on you about that.
Clearly.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. I don't know. You're trying to prove your point on this across town thing, and you're not selling me on it. You're just not. I think going across town means you go down the road 30 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe 40 minutes, and that's okay.
See, I'm not surprised you feel this way because even you drive like an hour and, 15 minutes to get here every day?
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
That's nothing.
That's so far. That's I could nothing. Never do that. Like 5 minutes. That's as far as I want to be driving.
Well, you don't live 5 minutes down the road either, Haley.
I wish I did, though.
Come on.
I would have really, really, really wish I did.
What does crosstown mean to you? Who is this and where you live at?
Jennifer in Canton, Georgia. If you're going across town and you live in Commerce, you're going in Commerce. Anything outside Commerce is Atlanta.
You're going from like the Tanger Outlets to Walmart or the Tanger Outlets to Huck's Cafe, something like that. But you're not going from one city to another.
Yeah, if you're going to Gainesville, you're going to say, I'm going to Gainesville.
If you go from Canton to Jasper or Canton to Ball Ground, that's not across town?
No, across town is in your town.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Yeah! Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now. Here's Haley.
So the Met Gala happened last night, and all the outfits, the fashion, if you're into stuff like that, you were probably watching the red carpet photos as they happen. But if you're like me, and maybe you don't keep up with it until afterwards, then you start scrolling through, I'm here to catch you up. The official dress code was the Garden of Time, so everyone was kind of dressed in flowery garden-looking outfits, if that tells you anything. The Kardashians were obviously there, along with the Jenners. They're always there.
Of course.
Sydney Sweeney was there. Ariana Grande, Lana Del Rey, Ed Sheeran, Chris Hemsworth. I saw Kelsey Ballerini was there. She was wearing a really pretty outfit with like flowers all over it. I will say my favorite look was actually Zendaya. She had this beautiful dress that just really fit the theme. And to me, the cool thing about an event like this is the theme. So I want people to actually match it. Don't come in something that doesn't match the theme.
Was it something in the like a Spider-Man themed because she was in those movies?
No, it was not Spider-Man. It was a garden theme. She had flowers and stuff.
Right. Just checking.
It's not Spider-Man themed, Adam. I can tell that you don't follow the fashion of the Met Gala.
Do not.
But if you want to see all these photos, you can do that at yourtorchacountry.com/morning. And sad news, but also happy that she's doing this for herself. Noelia Voigt is giving up her crown. She was Miss USA, and she's doing this to focus on her mental health. She said on Instagram, quote, my journey as Miss USA has been incredibly meaningful, representing Utah with pride and later USA at Miss Universe. Sadly, I have made the very tough decision to resign from the title of Miss USA 2023. She won the title last September, and you know, if she's making this big of a statement, and if she's stepping away from something like this that you know she probably worked her entire life to accomplish, there must be some serious stuff going on, and this is just a reminder that you never know what's going on behind the scenes.
And being a Miss USA, you have to do a lot of appearances, you have to do a lot of things, and be a lot of things, so I can understand why she's taking the break.
And there's been really sad stories in the past where they've had contestants, you know, commit suicide, so this is something that we really just are so thankful that she's doing for herself, and I really admire her for that. And we'll see how this shakes out for the runner-up, Savannah from Hawaii, who could possibly be stepping into that role if she accepts it, but I'll keep you updated on that. And the release of Fast and Furious 11 has officially been delayed by the director because of the strikes that happened last year. People assume that this was going to be happening. We've heard rumors about this, but it's officially been confirmed. So we don't know what's causing all of that behind the scenes. We aren't able to see what's going on with the production, but we do know the release date has now been pushed to April 4th of 2025.
Something to look forward to next year. Good stuff, Haley. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. And this has been a debate that's been around for the better part of a year now about artificial intelligence, AI. We first learned about that when you could create yourself looking way different than you actually are. Now, this is away from filters. This is an artificial intelligence version of yourself. Then we see on, if you go to certain social media places like Facebook and Instagram, they have AI that will answer your questions, and you're not even asking for, you know, help on things. It's just going to automatically do that if you look on your Facebook bar. Now we get into music, and this has been an issue for probably the past 6 months about people using AI to create music, and there's been some licensing things. But we want to get into what you guys feel about some of your favorite artists hearing their songs, but it's not actually them, but you could be completely fooled like we have been.
Yeah, this feels really close to home because I've been thinking in the back of my mind, well, AI, yeah, it's coming, but it's not going to affect me. I'm not going to fall for it.
Right.
I did fall for it. I completely fell for it. Randy Travis released a new song. It was Friday. We played it for you. I loved the song. Of course, we knew that Randy had a stroke back in like 2013 that impacted his speech and the way that he can sing, but I assumed that maybe this was something he recorded before that happened and they were able to put some backup vocals with it. Never would I have thought that this was AI. This song was entirely created by AI, and I'm going to play a little bit of it for you. I want to know if you can hear it inside the song because I fell for it.
Right.
But when she smiled, out came the sun.
I couldn't tell. And when we played it Friday, I had no idea that that wasn't Randy Travis. You play a song from him that he actually sang, recorded, and then you put it up against that with his voice, sounds the exact same way.
Completely generated by AI. So whether we like the song or not, that's not even the question. It's, are we okay with playing songs that essentially is a robot? That's what it is.
And there are other artists that are toying with this before Randy Travis. And listen, he signed off on it. It wasn't like he was actually, there's pictures of him in the studio.
Yeah.
But the question is, are we okay with that? Because it's not really him.
I'll tell you my opinion. I think it's awesome that Randy is able to put this song out, right? Because he wouldn't be able to release music otherwise. And I think it's great they were able to do this. I think there has to be some sort of disclaimer. And there is, like he has flat out said, this is AI, but it would be difficult for me to have this song playing on like our radio station.
Right.
Not telling people beforehand, like this is an AI generated song, but do people even want to hear it? If people find out this is AI, are they going to be against the song altogether?
And that's the question here. 800-849-1061. How do you feel about your favorite artists like Randy Travis? Mm-hmm. Those songs coming out, getting played, you listening to them. How do you feel about that? Is that genuine to you? Or are you like, I don't know. That's the question. 800-849-1061. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. The big question we've kind of posed to you guys is, how do you feel about your favorite artist's music being redone or done new by AI? And that is artificial intelligence, where you can't even tell that this is not them.
We're talking about Randy Travis. He just released a new song, and we've now found out that it was AI that created the song. And I don't want to pick on Randy because I know this is going to continue to happen with more and more artists. But honestly, I feel dumb because listening to the song, I assumed that he had gotten better, or this was an old song that they recorded before he had his stroke, and it's just not the case.
Yeah, let's play a little bit of again so in case you missed it, so you know what we're talking about here.
Out came the sun, and there ain't no more where that came from.
And it sounds, if you didn't know any better, and when we played it on Friday, it sounds like Randy Travis went up to the microphone and did all of that.
I would have no idea if I wouldn't have seen all the articles come out about this. And it just goes to show that this technology is great, but scary.
All right, Jennifer in Gainesville. Good morning.
Good morning. My biggest thing with that is I buy concert tickets to go see a concert. What's going to happen when they sing that song? They're not really singing that song.
That's a great point, because you're not really getting the full artist on it. You're getting a generated that they can't maybe mimic that.
Well, we know Randy can't because of what happened to him. So if you went to a concert for him, like, would he just be sitting there and you'd be listening to the song? How would it look?
Would he be lip syncing sort of like Milli Vanilli back in the day?
Yeah, I'm taking it back. You're right. This is 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. The artificial intelligent debate on music, where artists are no longer the actually artists singing those songs.
I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't really worried about AI. I'm like, whatever. It's not my problem. It won't ever affect me. But this feels really close to home. Randy Travis releasing a song entirely made up of AI. I love that he's able to do this because he can't sing anymore. But it kind of feels like we're being tricked.
It does. That's a great way to put it. Good morning. What you feel on this one?
I do not approve of this AI. You can't hear their heart. My natural brain, my natural heart does not feel the music. And so, you know, put a robot on stage and perform.
When you hear Randy's song, did you think immediately that that has to be AI? Or now that you know it's AI, you feel like you don't feel it as much?
I didn't. You could tell a little difference. Because I think it's because of the music, the soundboard, it sounded kind of shaky. You could tell that it was kind of distorting his real sound. I didn't like it. I can tell. I love music. I've been listening to music for over 50 years, and you can tell.
As technology goes along, it's going to get more and more where you really can't tell anything.
It's going to replace human beings altogether. Yeah.
But that's a good point, too, about just like it's going to interfere with people connecting with the music, because you're right, it doesn't hit the same when it's not your favorite artist, it's a robot.
Yeah, you can't feel the inflection.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate.
I want to ask you a question. Whose team are you on?
It's time to pick a side.
When I say across town, when I hear across town, when I think across town, it could mean 10, 20, 30, 40 miles to get to where I'm going. That's across town. Haley, on the other hand, disagrees. It's much shorter, and this all started because of this conversation.
I have been telling Adam for the longest time, like, if I'm going to go out and see him at a Gwinnett Stripers game, that is going to be a whole day for me. It's far away, but he keeps telling me it's right down the road. It's
right down the road from her.
I live in Commerce. That's like 40 minutes from where I'm at if there's no traffic.
No, you go Commerce to Gwinnett, that's right across town. That's just down the road. It's easy.
Across town or down the road to me means I'm running to the grocery store that's 5 minutes from my house. I'm running to the gas station that's 5 minutes from my house. I'm not leaving my town and going to a different town. Once you do that, that has surpassed my expectations and my limits.
I disagree, especially right now where we live in North Georgia, how much building is going on, how much stretching of areas have gone on. That across town thing is stretched along around. I mean, you can go to one side of one town to the other and it take you 20 miles.
I think
30
this is
miles.
Just you and how you've set up your life. Because even coming here, like you drive, what, an hour and 15 minutes to work every
Sometimes,
day?
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would never be able to do that because I'm so used just to running 5 minutes to the store, 5 minutes to this store. If I have to go to a store that's not in my town, to me, that's like the biggest chore ever. So when you tell me, hey, just swing on by the Gwinnett Stripers, it's only 40 minutes down the road. 40 minutes is like a vacation.
Which one are you, Team Adam or Team Haley, on this? 800-849-1061. When we talk across town, does it mean 20 to 40 miles? Or is it like, Haley, it's right down the street to my gas station, right 5 minutes down the road?
That's it. That's what the stipulation is for me.
Which one is it? 800-849-1061 on the Your Georgia Country Facebook page. Are you voting Team Adam or Team Haley? Why don't we jump into Facebook here on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning? Obviously, across town, when you're Team Adam, could mean 20, 30, 40 miles, and Team Haley is way shorter than that.
5 minutes. If it takes me more than 5-10 minutes to get there, that's it. Emily on Facebook says, considering Adam drives across the state every day for work, his sense of across town is...
What?
I mean, it's not across the state, but it is a far drive. An hour? No way that's right down the road. Daniel on Facebook says, Team Adam, it takes at least 20 minutes to get from one side of the city in Athens to the other with construction and traffic. Amanda says, Team Haley, across town or down the road is just a short drive. And that's what it is for me.
Hey, Team Adam vote. Good morning.
Haley, bless your heart.
Why do you say that?
Well, you really can't put a time or miles on across town. It depends on where you're at.
Oh, I can put a time and miles on it, and I have.
In Florida, if I'm saying I'm driving across the state, that's like from, you know, all the way across, like from Miami up to Panama. That's across the whole state.
But what about the town you live in? Where do you live?
I live in Dahlonega.
Okay, so Dahlonega, you would be going from like the downtown square to maybe UNG's campus. That's across town.
That is not across town. Not even close. It's right there.
I live by Amicola Falls, so across town would be like from there to Blood, atop of Blood Mountain.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
That's exactly
That's
right.
That's too far.
That's across the town.
Hey, 1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country, Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. Across town, you're Team Adam and you're going a distance. It takes some time. That's where you're going. Team Haley is nope. Nope, I got to see the place for it to be across town.
Seriously, though, that's the best if you can see it from your front yard. And you're like, you know what? I know exactly where it is. But for me, it's like 5-10 minutes. That's the max. Denise on Facebook says, I agree with Haley. Buford is a good 30 to 40 minutes from Commerce, and that's where Adam wants me to go for the Gwinnett Stripers game. She said that is definitely not across town and down the road.
That's
I want
ridiculous.
To go out and see you, but it's going to be an all-day affair. It's not just right down the road.
Good morning. Team Adam or Team Haley?
I'm Team Adam. I live in Gainesville, but my uncle lived 21 miles from us on the other side of Gainesville. So when we say cross town, we mean a distance, not right down the street.
See, to me, across town and right down the street are interchangeable, and they both mean 5 minutes. If I was driving 21 miles to see somebody, I'd be like, hey, I'm voyaging over to you. It's going to take me all day.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia Country. I just got a text. Haley, for Team Adam and Team Haley, from one of the head ground screw guys at the Gwinnett Striper, says, if she wants to make a day of it for a game, I can put her to work all day till the game starts.
Oh, don't worry. It'll take me all day to get there.
Cutting grass, and that's all day, not getting there from Commerce to Gwinnett. That is not an all. That's a cross town.
To me, it's an all-day affair. If I'm driving 30 or 40 minutes, by the time I get there and I do the event, it's going to take all day. Right down the road is like 5 minutes. Philip on Facebook says, just down the road means you can make it to the destination and back home in a day. Are you kidding me? I could go a lot of places and make it back in a day. There's no way that's right down the road. Mandy on Facebook says, so across town in Commerce would be like from Walmart to Ingles or Quality Foods, not Commerce to Buford. Exactly.
Hey, good morning. Team Adam or Team Haley?
Oh, we're Team Haley this morning. Only because...
Why are we Team Haley?
I live in Jefferson, right? So across town is like 10 minutes at most. However, when I lived in Savannah and I grew up in Gainesville, across town could be 30 to 45 minutes. So I think it depends on where you live. But going from Commerce to Gwinnett to a game is definitely not across town. So
thank
Team
you.
Haley.
Like for me, across town in Jefferson would be like you're passing the elementary school and you're going to Kroger, right? Because it's right down the road. That's across town. Asking me to drive 40 minutes? That's not across town.
No, and across town and down the road is the same in Jefferson. Just FYI, Adam.
Well, now I'm learning this.
Jeffersonians, my people are here to tell you, Adam.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Wrapping up Team Adam and Team Haley. I got another text from my buddy Larry in Winder. Says, tell Haley if you live on one side of Atlanta and have to go on the other, it's going to take longer than Commerce to go to the Stripers, and that's across town. I got your back.
And that is why I don't live in Atlanta. Andy on Facebook says, Team Haley, across town means the same town. That's why we have the phrase over in. I'm from Clarksville. I don't say my doctor is across town in Cleveland. I say over in Cleveland. And that's exactly how it goes. I'm right there with you, Andy.
Hey, good morning, Team Adam or Team Haley?
Team Adam, for sure.
Where you live at?
Bogart, Georgia.
Crosstown could mean 20 miles. It really could.
It could, but 40 minutes, no way, coming from Commerce to the Stripers.
It does take 40 minutes. Yes, it does.
You're driving a horse and buggy. No way.
Driving with me is like driving with a grandmother, so you probably would think so.
I believe that. I totally believe that.
Yeah, well, you can't deny it. It's true.
Who won this one?
It's looking like you're pulling out the win this morning. Which is so annoying. Like, I don't understand.
I feel good today. This is good.
Whatever. So. You guys are driving too far. That's why you feel that way. You need to live life simply and be like me and go to one grocery store and one gas station and work. And that's it.
You go ahead and do that in your horse or buggy. So.